Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. So it's a guy by the name of Jerome DeWard, who is the founder of a startup company pretty much promoting AI legal tools. And AI is getting out of control now, man, the way people are trying to use it. And I think eventually this will be the normal. But right now it seems kind of weird the way people are just throwing this in out of nowhere, just throwing people off, including this judge. So he decided to use this AI attorney at a court hearing.
Oh, Lord.
And this is how it went. So the first voice you're about to hear is the AI voice. And then you're going to hear the judge.
May it please the court. I come here today a humble pro se before a panel of five distinguished justices.
Is this, hold on. Is that counsel for the case?
No. I generated that.
I'm sorry?
I generated that? That is not a real person.
Okay. It would have been nice to know that when you made your application. You did not tell me that, sir. I received the application. And you have appeared before this court and been able to testify verbally in the past. You have gone to my clerk's office and held verbal conversations with our staff for over 30 minutes. Okay? I don't appreciate being misled. You are not going to use this courtroom as a launch for your business, sir. So if you are able to shut that off. If you want to have oral argument time, you may stand up and give it to me.
So
I love that. That was a great response.
Yeah. So in the middle of that, when she said shut that off, you know how you watching a court hearing on Zoom or whatever, and then this AI white looking guy just pop back up like he ready to talk again. Like, shut that off.
Oh, there was an actual like person.
Yeah, it was an actual person. Like, I would have never known. You could tell this looked real fake though.
Yeah.
But it was an actual guy in the video. Mm-hmm. Like, they played the video. So I'm like, man, it's getting a little too scary.
But it seemed like he really was trying to use the court as just like for his business. Like, for this lawyer, is he part of it or something?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but apparently he didn't discuss that with her.
Yeah, obviously.
He just tried to bring that up like it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you can read, right, he could probably just read a statement, or he could just read the same script that the AI produced. I don't know why you have to have this fake AI.
That's why I thought he might be trying to endorse, you know, promote his thing.
Makes sense. I love that when she said, "What? Shut that off." That's flashbacks to, like, you know, your mom trying to tell you something.
Now you turn that off.
Yeah, the TV's still going. Yeah.
Shut that off.
But, so one other question here. So, well, nobody knows the answer, but like, this is something that is a thing. Like, you know, AI generated defense.
I think it's
attorneys.
I think it's trying to become a thing. So this guy, I guess this guy have a some type of startup company where he's trying to do AI legal tools.
Yeah.
So I guess if somebody, it sounds like he's trying to, I don't want to say get around some stuff, but maybe trying to run a little company. Yeah. Say, oh, you need a lawyer? Here's an AI lawyer here. Instead of maybe paying some actual lawyers and attorneys.
Yeah, well, don't go into that courtroom.
Yeah. It's just so funny because the way, let me go back to this, because the way it started, it just sounds so fake, man. Just listen to this.
May it please the court. I come here today a humble pro se before a panel of five distinguished justices.
It didn't take her long.
Yeah, it was just like, wait a minute. Like, is this a movie? Like, what is this, Law and Order?
Would you feel confident in being represented by AI?
Okay, no. so that's where I was going.
Yeah.
Right now, no.
Yeah.
Because ChatGPT and all these others, a lot of times, I mentioned this about a week ago, a little over a week ago. Like, at the end of all the information they give you, they're like, check for errors.
Yeah, right.
You know, check for. So it's not quite there yet. But I will say, AI gets all its information, and once it's perfected, and I think it will be, from actual legal cases that you couldn't even begin to research, you know?
The thing is, I feel like part of this stuff, I guess it depends what you're going to court for and all that, it have no emotion to it.
Yeah.
So sometimes you need that emotion, and lawyers mm-hmm. and attorneys probably know this. You got to bring out a certain emotion.
You got to put on a show.
You can't sound like a happy person, happy person if you on trial for murder.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of got to have that. You got to switch it up, and I don't know if AI could just switch it up like that.
But I do think there's a place for, they will at some point, not now, have more information than we could ever get.
Oh, yeah.
For that particular case.
Yeah.
Especially, and it might come in handy.
Yeah, especially if it's something simple.
Yeah.
So, we probably don't see this more often. All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So, it's a new trend going on with women whenever they go on their first date. So apparently the trend is women are not, I guess, getting ready for first dates.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do their hair. They don't do makeup. And they try to bring this take it or leave it type thing.
Yeah.
So do you feel like is this fair? Like they just kind of giving you the real deal on the first date instead of getting all dressed up, makeup and all this stuff, and then surprise, weeks later, it's like, whoa, you ain't got no teeth? Oh, wow, that ain't your real hair.
You don't have no
teeth. I thought your eyes was blue. Why they brown?
I kind of feel both on this. I think it's kind of cool. Like, this is what I'm going to get. This is what she is. So it's good for both the male and the female or however it works out. But at the same time, you know, it's a date. Put a little effort in, you know, because I am.
Yeah, now it did say they start ramping up around the second, third, fourth date where they start getting more dressed up. But the very first date, they just, I guess, show up in some sweats, hair down, no makeup.
I kind of don't mind that at some level.
Yeah, I actually don't mind it either because I feel like guys can see when somebody's really pretty.
Yeah.
Even if they don't be all dressed up, no makeup. You could kind of see somebody like, dang, she got some potential, or she kind of cute.
Yeah.
Just in some sweatpants and all that stuff. We usually see that when a girl walking mm-hmm. around in Walmart or something like that. And they're like, dang, she look all right. She just in here not even looking a hot mess with a bonnet on.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I kind of like it. Now, I wouldn't go so far as like the sweatpants and everything. Like, still kind of dress
up. A little effort, but you don't need to
get all dolled up for sure. So that, you know, people know what they're getting right off the bat. But then, yeah, the old school part of me, like you said, John, was kind of like, at the same time, you know, obviously first impressions are important. It is a date. You know, mm-hmm. I appreciate a little effort. But I like the idea.
Yeah.
When you first brought it up, I thought, this is ridiculous. And then as we were sitting here, I was thinking about it. I was like, I kind of do like that.
On the other hand, if she is the one, you'll spend the rest of your life with her in the sweatpants and no makeup.
Yeah, sure.
So. Yeah, but I do think that's cool, but it's a little tricky too because when if it's the second, third, fourth, fifth date?
Yeah, when are you gonna do something,
and maybe that's just her.
Yeah.
Then that could be a bit of a red flag. Yeah. Like, damn, girl, you ain't doing your hair.
Yeah, that's a good point. I know it kind of is the opposite progression where normally it's like, all right, let's see how long into the relationship until she gets really comfortable and she stops trying with me. This is going to be the opposite. Like, okay, at what point is she actually going to start trying with me instead of just always showing up in sweatpants?
Yeah.
All right, I got to get to this story, man, in the Loop Sports Radio 610, the Mixtape. So I'm not sure if you guys seen this video going viral a little bit about a news anchor being drunk while doing a news broadcast.
No.
So it's a lady by the name of Heather Kovar, and she was doing news at WRGB. And I want to say this was in New York. And here is what she sounds like not drunk. This is Heather right here on a regular day, no drinking and all that stuff, doing a news broadcast.
Good Saturday morning. I'm Heather Kovar. We have your day's top story straight ahead. Right now, this is a live look over downtown Troy using our Fraunhofer SkyCam network. Chilly cold last Saturday of February out there. Let's get right over to meteorologist Craig Gold for that weekend.
So you sound pretty normal,
that
right?
Sounds pretty much like a local, perky, happy early morning newscast.
Yeah, nothing to see here right here. But now here's the video Heather Kovar that started going viral recently that I want to say this happened a couple years ago. But this is her when she was a little bit drunk.
Good afternoon. Like I was telling you this morning, if you watched us this morning, starting at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., I told you, you know what, today, what a beautiful day outside. It is just amazing. And so moving on tonight is we have to tell you also, you know, like other news that's happening in the area and across the, you know, the area. In the nation, let me tell you about this. A 4-year-old girl is actually dead. Another man is clinging to life. And we are just lucky. This weekend right here is so amazing. Meteorologist Craig Adams is right here with you. I'm sorry, Craig Adams. Why did I say that? And of course, just like me, meteorologist Craig Gold is working a double shift. And so, he's in and we've been tracking this.
Oh, wow.
All right, you know, she's tonight, with the microphone. Saturday, baseball, the New York Mets back in action in New York series against their National League rival, Miami Marlins. You know how much we love you know, the Mets and the Yankees.
Good Lord.
Man, that was bad. I had to look this up to make sure it was real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, is this like a skit or SNL skit or something like that?
And she wouldn't stop. She wouldn't stop talking.
Yeah.
She was very talky drunk.
Yeah. So apparently this was very real. And I tried to do a little research to find out who it was and kind of what she was up to and what happened. And I ran across this YouTube story about just, I guess, just random anchors drunk. So they showed a couple other people, but they came to the story of her and kind of explained what happened that day.
Admittedly, this case of on-air drunkenness isn't confirmed, as the newscaster in question later attributed her behavior to sleep deprivation while speaking with the Times Union.
Of course.
Reportedly, Heather Kovar of Schenectady, New York's WRGB CBS6 had just gotten back to work after time off following her father's death. She was scheduled to work back-to-back shifts that weekend, and that's when things went awry. Kovar showed up on air for the 6 p.m. Saturday broadcast, slurring her words, going off on tangents, and even calling their meteorologist by the wrong name. Viewers took to X during and after Kovar's broadcast to voice their opinions. Some were sympathetic and concerned for her well-being, but others were less friendly. One wrote, "That's what exactly a hot mess looks like." Adding to the muddle, former NBC executive Mike Singleton wrote a series of tweets updating people on Kovar's situation. He claimed a producer at CBS disclosed to him that Kovar often showed up at work intoxicated, just never to the extent that it was noticeable on the air.
Wow.
CBS suspended Kovar following the incident, and she responded by opting not to renew her contract with them when it expired on July 31st of that year.
So, clearly, I mean,
she had a lot going on.
Yeah, this was not a one-time.
Yeah, it was a lot of personal issues going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you heard that last part, she decided not to renew her contract. Mm-hmm. And so at this point, I'm in a rabbit hole at this point. Yeah. So I'm like, gee, I wonder where did she go? Did she continue her career in news?
Is she doing anything now?
I'm glad you said that. I don't know if she's doing something now. So I decided to look up to see where is she currently at now. Mm-hmm. So, apparently she ended up in Texas.
Oh, wow. Of course.
So she was the weekend anchor for KBTX in Bryan, Texas.
Oh, wow.
So this was right around God's country, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is around
God's country, baby.
Yeah. So this was around College Station. And I didn't find any audio for this, but she was actually in the news for something else.
Oh boy.
So this is the headline that I saw before I clicked on the headline. A TV news anchor in Texas was arrested on domestic violence charges after police said she broke her boyfriend's nose.
Oh.
And yes, it was her.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It was her. So she was arrested on a Monday night in College Station. According to court reports or records, Kovar was drinking margaritas at a Mexican food restaurant when she got into an argument with her boyfriend over relationship issues they've been having. They went back to her apartment, which was across from Texas A&M.
Of course.
Where the Texas A&M Police Department said the fight turned physical. Kovar punched him 12 times in the face. 12 times in the face. Bit his left arm and scratched the other arm, according to the court documents. He suffered a bloody broken nose, and to the point the boyfriend had to barricade himself in the bathroom.
Oh man.
So if I had to take a wild guess, I don't think she's in broadcasting right now at this moment.
Yeah, she needs help.
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
She had a lot going on, and I feel like drinking is kind of the I guess the main story
yeah
in her life.
Yeah, that turned into kind of a funny, you know, whatever. There's an anchor that's drunk. That's going to be funny. This woman is in a very dark place and needs help.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They showed a little mugshot, and I'm just like, damn, man. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to tell us there was a happy.
Yeah.
It got worse.
And I was going to say, we could get her in studio. She's not far from here. Yeah. But no, never mind.
At that point, I'm like, man, let me stop digging, man, before I see something else.
Yeah, it's going
to
get worse.
I did not expect to see this. Like I said, I thought it was just a random, funny anchor, little bit.
How'd she end up in Bryan?
I know, you go from New York.
We'll take her.
Yeah. To doing weekends. Yeah,
Doing weekends in Bryan.
Yeah. That's tough. That's bit of a fall from grace.
Yeah, crazy, man.
And then it only got worse. Tough. That's Figgy's mixtape. I saw Rob send something on YouTube for you, Figgy, for a potential future mixtape. But if you have any ideas as well, send them to Figgy on Twitter, or you could always text the show, 713-572-4610. Somebody did say AI will never replace actual lawyers, from 817. I mean, lawyers, maybe they can, they're the lawyers, maybe they can make up some sort of law that will keep them from being able to be replaced by AI. Who knows?
Yeah, I think the small little traffic violations and stuff like that, I think that can help.
Mm-hmm.
But if my life is on the line and I'm looking at years in prison, now I need a physical person there representing me. I can't
count. You don't want any glitches. You lose your Wi-Fi.
Oh, sorry, Your Honor. I don't know why this video is playing.
Your Honor, can you just hold on one second?
My lawyer's been disconnected.
I know I'm facing 25 to life, but just hold on while we get the computer together.
Yeah. Can we reset the router in here, please? Yeah, for real. Coming up, we'll catch up with the guys from The Drive. And also, tough loss for the Astros last night, but it's certainly a chance to bounce back tonight with the Hunter Brown on the mound. We'll talk about it, see if we have a lineup for tonight's game, get a little crosstalk as well. We'll do it next in The Loop.